God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
Thank you for tuning in to Southwest Radio Church. This is Pastor Larry. Kristen Powers worked for the Clinton administration and was regular Democratic contributor to Fox News. On top of that, all of her friends were agnostics or atheists. She wrote, quote, "If there was one thing in which I was completely secure, it was that I would never adhere to any religion, especially evangelical Christianity, which I held in particular contempt," close quotes. The first crack in her anti-faith armor came when she dated a Christian man. She made it known that she could never accept Christianity. He asked her one question: "Do you think you could keep an open mind about that?" A few weeks later, she went to Redeemer Presbyterian Church on the Upper East Side and heard Pastor Tim Keller. What he said made so much sense to her, she kept on going for about 6 months and took that step of faith, receiving Jesus as her Lord and Savior. Sadly, today some Christians doubt that Powers' conversion is real because of the people she still associates with. Believe it or not, the religious conservatives of the first century had the same problem with Jesus. Well, friends, we're back with Pastor Billy Crone from out in Nevada. He just did a fantastic show, and we archive all the shows. They are on our website, swrc.com. There is so much information in the shows that we do, and especially with Billy Crone. He just pours the stuff out, and it's like he swallowed a fishing line that's about 100 yards long, just keeps on pulling it out with all this information. You might want to go back to the first interview. This is the second, and the information here, just in the show, is all introductory, but it will give you an idea of the material and the wealth of material that we have that we're offering you. The two books by Billy Crone, Hybrids, Super Soldiers, and The Coming Genetic Apocalypse, and then also the 16 DVD set. Now, I've known Pastor Billy for many, many years. We've worked together and met him in person in Gettysburg and other places. He's been here to record the studio. He's a tremendous man of God, but he follows the information where it leads, and it leads in some very, very bad places. And he's been talking about China, and he's been talking about Korea and some of the things that they're working on, some of the hybrid experimentation. So we're going to continue with Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Spargimino. It's always great to be on.
You know, as we look at prophecy, we read about horses in prophecy. It seems like end-time battles have horses. And, of course, some people said, well, machinery won't work because of an EMP pulse or something. But I think, you know, what you've shared with us in our first show, that maybe these are some kind of genetically modified horses who take part in some kind of a genetic apocalypse. I don't know. I think that's possible, isn't it?
Oh, it's not only possible, but most people don't realize it's already being done. Basically, pick any basic plants, animals, you name it, we document the whole thing, including people, including the combination of people and animals. It's not coming, Dr. Spargimino. It's already being done. And in fact, I believe it has everything to do with Bible prophecy, believe it or not, and I think it's another indicator that the rapture has got to be getting close. And I say that because Jesus, to me, makes the statement in Matthew 24, and it's the loaded statement where he says, "As it was in the days of Noah, so will be at the coming of the Son of Man." So, of course, the coming he's talking about is not the rapture. He's talking about the second coming, his second coming that happens at the end of the seven-year tribulation. So Jesus says one thing you're going to see in the seven-year tribulation leading up to the end when he comes back is you're going to see a repeat of Noah's day. Well, okay, so that's what we did. We went back, and where do we have the biggest account of what was going on in Noah's day? That's Genesis 6. And Genesis 6, it certainly talked about two, not one, two different kind of wickedness that grieved the heart of God so bad that he says, that's it, I'm going to wipe out the planet. Here comes judgment, right? Well, first of all, there was a general wickedness that's mentioned there, and it says where the thought of man was continually wicked all the time. And you think about our society today, I don't think we're far from that, Dr. Spargimino. I mean, wickedness abounds everywhere. And in fact, the wickedness that people ingest through music and media and just their own thoughts and just the immorality and the wicked teachings and wicked behavior that's anti-God, anti-Jesus, anti-Bible. I mean, we're surrounded in a constant wicked culture that's grabbing the minds and hearts of people, just constant wickedness. And But there's another huge wicked thing that was going on in the Genesis account that apparently Jesus said was going to be repeated. He said, as it was in the days of Noah. And that is the hybridization of humanity. And there was some sort of hybrid thing going on there in the Genesis 6 account where these offspring came out that they called Nephilim. They were basically giants and heroes and things of that nature, according to the Hebrew there. And so it's like, wait a second. Now, I could see the wickedness, you know, of immorality and things of that nature being repeated today just in time for the return of Jesus. But you mean to tell me that once again our planet is making hybrids out of humans? Yeah. In fact, not just yeah. I'm telling you, it's all of God's creation. This is what blew me away, Dr. Spargimino. I'm telling you, every plant, every animal, every human, they are looking at going to modify, even to the point, listen, where they admit, the geneticists, the scientists, and the military think tanks admit that if we keep this up, this is their words, not mine, we're not going to have any true humans left. And it's not just not have any true humans left, it's any, listen, any of God's original creation left. And I'm talking plants and animals, not just humans. In fact, do the research, folks. We expose this. Talking about the modification of plants, that's been going on for quite some time. That's called GMOs, genetically modified organisms, basically plants. But they're not just doing it to plants, they're doing it to animals and people. But just back to the plant aspect, most people don't realize they have modified just about basically every plant that we eat. In fact, most people don't realize they're probably already ingesting genetically modified foods, including plants. We expose a Consumer Reports study, and this is from them. They said basically every food that they tested in the store shelves that we ingest has some element of a genetically modified organism in it. So we're already eating this stuff, whether we realize it or not. And what's the long-term side effects of that for us? Well, that's a whole other subject that we actually get into as well.
I had a thought. You know, some of the new things that people are doing, some of the new styles, you know, the spiked hair, blue, orange, drag queens. Man, the drag queens are freakish. I mean, they really are. And they've got all these little kids looking at these drag queens. You know, if I were a little kid, I'd scream and run. And I'm wondering, Billy, if they're trying to desensitize society by setting forth these freakish people with these freakish habits, transgenderism, cutting off things and changing, you know, all kinds of things. You know, this is a program of desensitization where if we see a normal human being like you or me, we'll scream because we don't know what normal is anymore. I mean, you know, this opens up a whole bag of worms. And, you know, speaking about worms, genetically modified, maybe they're monsters.
Well, it's interesting that, you know, again, you take a look at what you just described and you think like, man, how much more wicked can we get? But again, Jesus said when you see that repeat of wickedness as a Noah day, he's getting ready to come back, right? But, Dr. Spargimino, you're absolutely spot on, whether you realize it or not. Believe it or not, and we document this, guess who's one of the biggest proponents of genetic modification of all of life, including humans? The LGBTQ community, okay? Why? Because it fits their rebellious desire. You don't tell me who I can be, what I can do, what I want to be, if I want to be a man or a woman and a man, or if I want to be a neutral, or want to be, who knows? If I want to combine myself with cyborg computer parts, if I want to make myself half human, half animal, if I want pieces of man and pieces of woman all in one body, I have the right to do that. They are one of the biggest proponents pushing this amongst others. And we have a whole section on that in the finale. It's a whole section on transhumanism and the people who are pushing this crazy agenda, not just the military with super soldiers, but the transhumanist movement. And they're a big proponent of that. And most people don't realize. So I agree with you. And again, you think it's bad now with just the rebellion against God's model of men and women? God in the beginning made them male and female. Okay, and he also made marriage between one man and one woman. And we've been conditioned over the years, okay, well, they've tweaked marriage. Now it's gone to, it's not just marriage anymore, it's the person itself. Well, I was born a man. Well, guess what? You're always going to be a man. Nope, I want to be a woman, right? And the transsexual issue. But I'm telling you, folks, it's going to go even further than that as more and more of this wickedness progresses, just like Jesus said was going to happen before he came back, just as it was in the days of Noah. They're going to combine themselves with all kinds of crazy concoctions using science. And if we could get a sneak peek of what's coming on the planet, you know, it's very interesting, Dr. Spargimino, when you look at the Gospel of Luke and it talks about the 7-year tribulation, it talks about it's going to be so fearful and freaky, It literally says there that people are going to be dying from heart attacks, from fear. And certainly I think that's due to the wrath of God being poured out, you know, contextually. But it makes you wonder, when you start to see some of these concoctions they're coming up with, okay, it's, you can't imagine what is going to be walking around on the planet at that time. You don't want to be there, okay? But again, we expose all this and show that this is really what is going on. In fact, we break it down into 8 different parts. Now, let me just explain, just because there's way too much to get into with our broadcast. But just so we deal with the sign of the hybrids, that this is a sign that Jesus is getting ready to come back, Matthew 24. We go through a whole history of the hybrids and how did this movement get started and where were we at with the technology, including the new technology called CRISPR. Have a whole section on that. We deal with the dangers of hybrids, and this is those even in the industry admitting that this is dangerous and we're playing with fire, and we keep this up, you're not going to have any original of anything, let alone humans, left on the planet. Then we go into how they're modifying the animal kingdom with animal enhancements, then human enhancements with even not just adults but even babies they're genetically modifying already. Then we go into a section on human-animal hybrids, how they're now combining, making actual, they're calling them parahumans or humanimals or chimeras, and so those are actually going on. Then we have another section on all just on super soldiers, and again, we finish it out with transhumanism. So step by step, we take you on a 32-hour journey to let you know, folks, that I believe this is one of the biggest signs that time is running out. If you're not saved, you better get saved now. But you don't want to be in the 7-year tribulation. All this is a sign that Jesus Christ is getting ready to come back. The wickedness of Noah's day, including the hybridization of the planet, that too is actually happening as we sit here.
Well, the prioritizing of genes associated with cold resistance, you know, things like hairiness, the size of ears, subcutaneous fat, hemoglobin. I mean, I think there's this guy, Dr. Church, I believe his name is, who's talking about all of this, splicing in elephants into our genome. I mean, you know, to be a human as God created, that'll be a rare bird. Probably none of us will exist, because I could imagine that these critters that you're talking about are probably very ferocious, very strong. Can you imagine a human being, even a big guy who's got big muscles and biceps, he doesn't stand a chance against any of this. And they will gobble him up, destroy him, destroy his family. It will be literally hell on earth. So when Jesus comes back, the Battle of Armageddon, I think, will be far beyond anything that we can imagine. You know, we think of machine guns, jet planes. I think this is going to be another realm. And I think the closer we get to this, to what you're talking about, Revelation chapter 19 will have a really new meaning to each and every one of us.
Yeah, basically, and I agree with you, we document this. That was actually my theory. It brings a whole new insight to the how does the Satan dupe people into trying to take on God at the Battle of Armageddon, because that's what's going on. Well, who knows what's in that chip that people take? Maybe it's going to modify them as well. Some people are starting to talk about that. Certainly it's going to control the buying and selling, but maybe there's more once you take a look at this chip technology. But I kid you not, we document in the Super Soldiers section that basically what they're doing right now, folks, is they're going around the whole planet and they're cataloging and gathering samples from people all over the planet that have basic genetic mutations that gives them freakish ability. And let me just read you a quick list. And what they want to do is they want to put this all in one person. So they've already gone around the planet, and they've gotten the genetic samples from people who have super vision, super dense bones, super flexibility, super pain tolerance. So can imagine if you're getting shot or stabbed, you don't feel nothing. Super sleeplessness, super strength, super immunity. You can't get things like cholesterol or HIV. You got a tolerance for coldness. You're optimized for high altitude. And you've got a blood that is a universal blood that works for anybody in any situation. That's just the tip of the iceberg. But imagine putting all that genome into one person, i.e. a soldier, and guess what you got with current technology? And this is not just something hypothetical. This is what they're actually doing. Not our country, but all countries around the world, the major developed ones. Basically, what I described to you is what? The Marvel movie characters, the X-Men characters, right? This is really what they're doing. And so you're right. Imagine in this Battle of Armageddon, you got just not soldiers trying to take on God, that Satan has duped to come together and try to defeat him. By the way, talk about a horrible bloodbath. The Bible describes that as just a literal bloodbath, where basically the blood is so high the horse's bridles for about 200 miles, 4 feet deep. It's, and God calls the birds to sup on their flesh. It's a horrible thing. But imagine, basically, that Satan says, hey, guys, I'll give you these super abilities, just like Marvel movies, just like Captain America and Batman and Iron Man and the X-Men with Wolverine, all those guys, and let's take on this alien force from the world that's coming here to try to destroy us. Of course, he's going to spin it and lie, right? And if anything, Dr. Sparks-Mina, you take a look at that, that's actual technology, and you could see how Hollywood is being used to not just condition people to go along with that lie from Satan, but even how he will use the Marvel movie premise that, you know, we all need to band together as humanity with our technology and rise up with our superpowers to take on this alien force. When that alien force is not an alien, that's Jesus Christ himself coming back. But they won't be told that. And you can see all this happening, and it's not make-believe anymore. It's our reality that's being pushed forward.
Amen to that. Well, we're just about out of time, but friends, we're not going to turn Billy Crone off. We're going to have him back for our next program. This is getting more and more exciting, more and more frightening, more and more in line with the prophetic word. I think God is going to show us some amazing things. You come back and listen to my interview with Pastor Billy Crone for our next show. Matthew, please come to the mic and tell our listeners about this exciting, frightening, and awfully wonderful special offer that we have for them.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. Our very special offer today is the brand new 16-DVD set, a total of 32 hours, titled Hybrids, Super Soldiers, and the Coming Genetic Apocalypse. You can have your own set of this just-released volume for a gift of $70 if you live in the United States and $90 if you live in Canada. To place your order, just call our toll-free number 1-800-652-1144. You can also order by writing to us at Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And of course, you can order this amazing collection anytime online on our website at swrc.com. This is perfect for those who have to stay home. It has absolutely amazing graphics. We also have the book with the same title for a gift of $40 if you live in the United States and $70 if you live in Canada. There is so much information that the book comes in two volumes. Our super offer today is to get both the 16-DVD set and the book for a gift of $90. Call now to get yours, 1-800-652-1144, or write to us at Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147, and visit us online at swrc.com. Here again is Pastor Larry. Here is a special report by Jerry Tyson.
The online news service The Hill reported that Democrat Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced a five-part tentative plan for reopening businesses and institutions in Illinois in a Twitter thread on May 5th. In a five-phase reopening plan, Pritzker began with the state's original stay-at-home order, which he wrote served to bend the curve, curtail the rapid spread of the virus, and give us time to expand hospital capacity. The second phase began May 1 and involves flattening hospital use and the infection rates and increasing testing capacity, with residents wearing facial coverings wherever social distancing is not possible. Individual regions of the state that successfully meet certain thresholds over the next few weeks, he wrote, will be allowed to enter the third phase, in which state parks and non-essential businesses can reopen and public gatherings of no more than 10 people can resume. The only way we can cross into Phase 5, Illinois Restored, with all sectors of the economy running with completely normal operations, is a vaccine or a widely available and highly effective treatment, or with the elimination of any new cases over a sustained period. In case you missed a key element, churches would seem to be included in the non-essential businesses, which may have no more than 10 people until there is an elimination of any new cases over a sustained period. That could be weeks or months in the future. How long is a sustained period? Psalm 2 is interesting in verses 1 and 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Take a minute to read the whole psalm and note verses 9 through 11. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. The bottom line is, when this is all over, God wins.
Thank you, Jerry, for the reminder. Yes, when this is all over, God wins. It would be a terrible thing to get through the coronavirus pandemic with all of its problems and yet not be able to get through life. When life returns to normalcy, that does not mean that all of our problems are over. For many people, normalcy might be unbearable unless you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. More than anything else, every human being needs a personal relationship with the Heavenly Father through His Son, Jesus. Friend, have you put your faith in Him? It is the summer season. It won't be long before the kids go back to school. Many families are planning the trip of a lifetime. Are you thinking of a vacation before the summer is out? You know, Marvin, people plan their vacations and have high hopes that they will have a super time.
That's right, Pastor Larry. But tragedies happen when you least expect them. They are an inconvenience and sometimes deadly, especially when they happen on a dream vacation that leads to death. The U.S. State Department's international travel page says, quote, "Visiting other countries can be a great experience. Sometimes, in spite of good planning, things can still go wrong," close quotes. Indeed they can, Pastor Larry.
Well, yes, on May the 22nd, a Texas couple, David and Michelle Paul, checked into a hotel on Denarau Island in Fiji. Mark Catalog, Michelle's father, said he got a text message from her on May the 24th that said, quote, "We are both going to the doctor now. We have been throwing up for 8 hours. David also has diarrhea. My hands are numb," close quotes. He said he got a call on May 25th that Michelle was dead. David was dead 2 days later. Fiji's Ministry of Health and Medical Services said that the investigation is ongoing, but that officials don't believe the public is at risk. Fiji is home to just over 900,000 people and is a popular tourist destination thanks to its warm climate with sand beaches and beautiful coral reefs.
That's terrible, Pastor Larry. Just last August, a British couple, John and Susan Cooper, went to Egypt with their daughter and granddaughter for a vacation. After returning to their room, they noticed a strong acetone-like odor. Their daughter, Kelly Ormerod, and granddaughter moved to another room because of the smell. The next day, John and Susan Cooper were dead. British authorities recently complained that they have yet to receive important medical reports that they have requested of the Egyptian authorities in order to identify a cause of death. An attorney in England reported to the Daily Express last year that he was representing 25 people who got sick at the same resort where the Coopers fell ill.
Reports of Western tourists dying are coming from places like Vietnam, Thailand, and Mexico. Two young ladies in their upper 20s and in good health were backpacking in Vietnam. They were suddenly stricken with vomiting, difficulty breathing, and were suffering from dehydration. Theories range from exposure to a strong pesticide used in Asian countries to deal with bed bugs, but banned in the U.S., chlorpyrifos, to someone who put poison in their drinks. They were among some 20 Western tourists, mostly young women, who died in Asia while on vacation between 2009 and 2011. In 2011, Thailand said it would implement new regulations for the use of chemicals and pesticides. The Thailand Department of Disease Control announced it was monitoring chemicals and pesticides used inside and around hotels, tighter oversight of markets and street vendors, and advising visitors about health risks.
Some authorities are warning American travelers that there are some places in the world where Americans are not liked or appreciated. Is it a stretch to say that some individuals in some foreign vacation spots may deliberately attempt to poison American tourists? In addition, many countries do not have the high health, safety, and food standards that we are used to in America. Pesticides, sprays, and a variety of chemicals used to control insect infestation may be too dangerous to be approved in America. Some emerging countries are just starting to open up to tourism and are not yet savvy in what it takes to be a good host. It is wise to check references for resorts and hotels. Usually, vacations set up by American travel agents have a high degree of safety.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. Our very special offer today is the brand new 16-DVD set, a total of 32 hours, titled Hybrids, Super Soldiers, and the Coming Genetic Apocalypse. You can have your own set of this just-released volume for a gift of $70 if you live in the United States and $90 if you live in Canada. To place your order, just call our toll-free number 1-800-652-1144. You can also order by writing to us at Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And of course, you can order this amazing collection anytime online on our website at swrc.com. This is perfect for those who have to stay home. It has absolutely amazing graphics. We also have the book with the same title for a gift of $40 if you live in the United States and $70 if you live in Canada. There is so much information that the book comes in two volumes. Our super offer today is to get both the 16-DVD set and the book for a gift of $90. Call now to get yours, 1-800-652-1144. Or write to us at Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And visit us online at swrc.com.
If you haven't already, you should have a look at our Southwest Radio Church Facebook page. If you like it, let us know by hitting the like button. We also have a YouTube channel. We have over 70 videos that are free to watch and enjoy on YouTube.
Thank you for tuning in today. Tune in tomorrow when Pastor Larry and Billy Crone wrap up this series on the Watchman on the Wall program from Southwest Radio Ministries.